Lili Nishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. We have the Taf Reish Lamed Tes Seif Hei about when it rains on the first night. Yardu Geshamim Harei Zanichnas Atol Chabayis. If it rains during Sukkah, to go into the house, Amitzdar is Pater from the Sukkah. Amitzdar is Pater from the Sukkah. And you're Mitzdar when it rains. So you go into the house. Now, from when can you go into the house? Meimus Amut Elefanos. Misha Yardu L'tol HaSukkah Tipos. When the drops fall into the Sukkah, that if they fall into your cooked food, it would make the food not tasty anymore. Afigu Tafshil Shopul. Even something very sensitive. Meaning something which even a few drops would ruin it, would make it not tasty anymore. If it would rain that much, even if you don't have the food in front of you, but if there's that much rain in the sukkah, then you go inside. What if you don't know the exact definition of how much rain it is? So the Rama says, let's say you were eating in your kitchen, and you had a leak in your roof, in your ceiling. How much would it have to leak for you to leave your kitchen and go into the dining room? That's the shear of mitzvah as putter from the sukkah. Also, the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's very hot in the sukkah, you're allowed to leave the sukkah. That's in Siman Tov Reish Mem. Or if it's very cold in the sukkah, and the food starts to congeal a little, so that's also a hetter to go inside, because your mitzdayer is putter from the sukkah. Similarly, if it's very windy, and some of the pieces of the schach are falling into your food, so if it's ruining your meal, if it bothers you, so you ought to go into the sukkah. These are all examples of mitzdayer's putter from the sukkah. So this is the din during the rest of sukkahs, that if it starts raining and there are drops falling into the sukkah, so you would go inside. Oh. Now, the first night might be different. The Rama quotes that the first night, some Rishonim hold that mitzdayer is still chayiv in the sukkah. The first night's different. It's a chiyuv achila. And even if it's uncomfortable, you still have a chiyuv. So the Rama paskins, v'kol zeh davka b'shar ha'yamim olelo, so sukkah. That's only the other rest of sukkahs. Aval laila rishona, the first night of sukkahs, tzarich lecho kezayis b'sukkah afim g'shamim yardim. You have to eat in the sukkah even if it's raining. For your kaddish b'sukkah, kaddish yomar zman al sukkah, and you say kiddush in the sukkah, and you would say she'achiyanu, and the Rama would say to also say the bracha of leishev b'sukkah. That's the shita of the Rama. Now, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a lot of Rishonim say it's not true that mitzdayer is putter the first night as well, and therefore halacha l'maisa we don't follow this Rama exactly. Halacha l'maisa, if it's raining the first night, so then you would say kiddush in the sukkah. You would eat a kezayis of challah in the sukkah. Then eat the rest of the meal inside. And you would not say the bracha of leishev b'sukkah if it's raining, even on the first night. Why suffik brachos lakke? We're machmer to eat in the sukkah. We're machmer for the Rama. And even though it's mitzdayer, the rest of sukkah should go inside. But the first night you could eat in the sukkah. You eat in the sukkah, but you don't say the bracha of leishev b'sukkah because it's possible you're not getting the mitzvah. Because many times you hold you're not getting a mitzvah if it's raining the first night. So suffik brachos lahakel. Now, if it is raining the first night, so the Mishnah Berurah says it's best to wait until chatzos. Maybe the rain will stop. The poskim say to wait an hour or two. Now. So you wait an hour or two, hoping that if the rain will stop and their drops stop, and you can eat in the sukkah and get the mitzvah. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, if your children are family members, and it's going to ruin their simchas yom tov. It's going to ruin their simchas yom tov. So then you don't have to wait so long. What if the guidelines writes? What if the family cannot wait so long? So the Shulchan Aruch, the guideline says, he's not required to wait, and he should follow the procedure that we'll get to what we said before, that you would say kiddush, eat a kezayis or bread in the sukkah, don't say a leishev, and eat the rest of the meal in the house. Oh, so that's what you would do if it's causing tsar for the family to wait. Now let's say you're an adult. So good. So that's what you did. You made kiddush in the sukkah, ate a kazayas, you didn't make a leishev, and you ate the rest of the meal in the house. Now later in the evening, if it stops raining, then you go back into the sukkah and have your kazayas or have your kibetza, and you can eat that and make a leishev basukkah on that. And that way you ate a kazayas or a kibetza if it's after chatzos, the first night of sukkahs in the sukkah. Well, so again, halacha l'maisa, if it's the first night, you should try to wait it out a while, an hour or two. If it's causing difficulty for the family, eat right away. And do not make a leishev basukkah if it's raining. Here, let's say your family's okay with waiting, but you have guests over, and maybe they're poor. So here, there is a world-famous Shaar HaTzion who says as follows. He says, if you have anim, and they're there in your sukkah, if you don't feed them right away, it could be there's a chashash of baal ta'acher. If you have a mitzvah in front of you to feed the anim, and right now they're hungry, it's possible you violate a lav of baal ta'acher. So you're trying to be machmir, to wait it out, and maybe eat the kazayas in the sukkah when it stops raining, but by waiting, you're causing hunger and sar to the anim who are there right now. And the Mishnah quotes from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that's a chashash of baal ta'acher, and therefore in that case, you for sure wouldn't wait, and you would eat right away. But again, so what do you do if it's raining, and what do you do if it's raining the first night? So you say kiddush in the sukkah, don't say the bracha b'leishev b'sukkah. You wash your hands for hamotzi, you say hamotzi in the sukkah, eat a kazayis of bread in the sukkah, and then go back in the house and eat the rest of the meal in the house, and you bench in the house, and then you're done. Again, it's preferable, if you can stay awake, to wait until later, if you can go back and have a kazayis, or if it's after chasos, a kibetza of bread in the sukkah, in order to get the mitzvah of a chilul b'sukkah on the first night. Okay, we'll stop.